Aesop's Fables for You. 16.
Belling the Cat. Kitty the cat is eating all the mice. The mice are afraid to come out of their mouse holes.
Meow. I got you, little mouse.
Oh, please, Kitty. Let me go. I am too small to eat.
I don't mind. I am very hungry right now.
Kitty the cat eats poor little Joe and looks around for another mouse.
That was delicious, but I'm still not full. I need another one. Meow.
Lenny and Theodore are also mice. They see everything.
Did you see that, Theodore?
I sure did, Lenny. It was terrible.
Kitty is getting fatter and fatter every day. She is eating more and more.
Soon she will eat all of us. We need to do something.
You're right. But what can we do?
Let's have a meeting first. Tell all the mice to come to my house tonight.
Don't worry. I'll tell everyone to come. We'll all be there.
Just then, Kitty smells the two mice and slowly walks towards them.
Quickly, Lenny! Hide! Kitty is coming this way!
Meow! I smell mice. Where are they?
This time, the two mice are lucky. They get away from Kitty. Late in the evening, all the mice are gathered at Theodore's house for the meeting.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for coming.
What's up, Theo? Why did you call us so late?
Well, Mr. Toby, today Kitty got little Joe.
Not again. Are you sure?
Yes. Theodore and I saw it together. It was really terrible.
We must stop this now.
If we don't, we'll all be eaten too.
I agree with you. But what can we do? We are so small and helpless.
That's why we are here. Together, let's think of a way.
Let's trap Kitty.
But dear, Kitty is much bigger than us. How can we trap her?
I don't know, dear.
The mice keep thinking, but they don't come up with any good ideas.
Come on, everyone. Think harder.
Well, how about just staying away from Kitty?
What do you mean, Buster?
It's simple. Just stay inside our mouse holes and don't come out.
Then what do we eat, Buster? We have to go out for food, or else we'll starve to death.
My, my, that's just as terrible. I don't want to starve.
How about just running away? When we see Kitty coming, just run.
Not a bad idea, dear. But what happens when we don't see Kitty coming?
I didn't think of that.
Finally, Felix, the brightest mouse at the meeting, raises his hand.
What is it, Felix? Speak up!
Well, how about hanging a bell around Kitty's neck? When we hear the bell,
We can run away.
That's it. Why didn't I think of that?
You are a genius. Hooray for Felix!
Good job!
Now we are all saved. Let's celebrate!
Wait a minute!
What's wrong, Grandpa Willy?
The idea is wonderful. I agree. But I have just one question.
What's that, Grandpa Willy?
Who is going to hang the bell around Kitty?
The whole room suddenly becomes silent. After a while, Mr. Toby opens his mouth.
Well, I would like to, but I am too old. So how about you, Buster? You are young and strong.
No, thank you. I am not that strong. Lenny would be better. He is slim and fast.
I am not that fast. How about you, Felix? You are smart. And it was your idea.
What? Me? No, thanks. I don't want to be eaten.
We better think of another plan.
Moral: A good plan is of no use if it is not carried out.